And now this ball's hit hard into right field, and it is gone. Line drive home run for Rosario. And it is 3-0 Minnesota here in the first inning.
Welcome to the Exit Velocity Baseball Podcast. I'm Brent. This I am joined by Zach Veen, outfielder for the Colorado Rockies, selected 9th overall in the 2020 MLB draft, and he is currently ranked 56th on the MLB Top 100 prospect list. How we doing, Zach?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us this evening. I know I've been excited to get you on for a while. Draft night, I thought you were going to go top three just by watching your swing and watching everything you've been doing at 18 years old. I thought you would be a top three pick. How has it been during COVID trying to stay in shape and like working out?
It's been pretty good. I've been treating it kind of like a second off season, if you could call it that. So, I feel like whenever we get back out that I'll be more than ready.
Yeah, I know at 18 years old, which I mean, it's so crazy that, I mean, what do you sign? Just signed a $5 million contract. You're one of the top prospects in baseball in an organization that has just produced outfielders over and over and over again. What was draft day like? What was your draft day experience like?
Draft day was definitely something I'll never forget. Had all my friends and family there. Just got to experience it with them, and I think everybody there will remember that for the rest of their lives. So awesome experience.
Nice. I know you were a senior when all this COVID started happening, and most high school seniors and now college freshmen, I mean, their whole year has just been just a wild experience. Did you have, when you graduated school, did they have to drive around the parking lot as well, or did you guys have something else set up?
We actually got to, for graduation, we actually got to have a real one. It was a little bit different. I guess we had some of the kids had to sit in the stands in this auditorium we did it in. But overall, I mean, they only limited it to two family members each kid. So that was the toughest part about it. But at least we still got to walk the stage, which is pretty cool.
That is good. That is good for all the seniors to get to do that for the last time with their school. So when did you fall in love with the sport of baseball, being so young as well? You probably remember it a little bit clear and knew that you could do this for the rest of your life.
Yeah, I'd say four is when I really got into baseball. And I'd say, you know, once I got into the probably 13, 14 years old, right before high school, that's when I, kind of thought, man, this is the only thing I want to do in my life. And, I never really pictured myself doing anything else. So that would have been the age right before high school.
And I know we talked before the show on that you're still in Port Orange. I know that whole Orlando area, that Northeast Orlando, you also got Montverde Academy out west. You got West Orange, who actually had, I believe, a top 10 draft pick 2 years ago in the MLB draft as well. What out there, I know you said you're back in Port Orange. What are you currently doing out there to stay in shape? And what is your day-to-day like?
Yeah, so every day I wake up, obviously, go eat some breakfast, go work out and with one of my trainers in Orlando. And, luckily I work out at the Marucci warehouse over there. So, I get to hit and hit, throw, and work out all in the same place. Don't have to drive anywhere. So it's pretty nice to be able to do all my work there and, kind of just stay around the same people and get better with the same people every day.
Mm-hmm. Being from the Orlando area, are you Disney or Universal?
I'm a Universal guy.
Nice. Yeah, I know when I lived there for a while, we got that pass to Universal. And I feel like Universal is more for like the older crowd. Disney's more for like bringing your kids, they get to know the characters and things like that.
Definitely. I just love the roller coasters. So.
So what skills do you think made you one of the top prep prospects in 2020? I know it was like pretty much you, Robert Hassel, kind of were in that same range. What skill set do you bring to the table?
Every top position player has to be a good hitter. I think I'm a really good hitter, but I think I do a lot of the little things right is kind of what separated me. And, it's a lot of things I take pride in. The smaller parts of the game nobody looks at, and I think that's really what separated me.
with the Rockies having one, I think they have, over the years, they've had one of the best offenses in baseball. They have one of the best corner infielders in baseball, Nolan Arenado. Now they got Trevor Story, Charlie Blackmon, David Dahl, Ramel Tapia. What are you looking forward to when you get called up to the bigs and you get to play with some of these guys if they're still there?
Biggest thing would be just to learn from them. I think iron sharpens iron, as cliche as that sounds. But, I think, being able to talk to those guys every single day and, going through the ups and downs with them, every baseball player wants to be the best they can be. And the only way you're going to do that is from learning from the best. So.
Yeah, watching you play your videos, and I didn't get to see you in person, but I know some people in Florida that have watched a couple of your games. The first thing that stands out to me when I watch you, no pressure, but Bryce Harper. I see a lot of Bryce Harper in you. When Bryce Harper was younger, he could run better, and you can run real well. I believe you had 30-plus stolen bags in a couple of seasons. What kind of work ethic does it take to become like a superstar, if you want to become a superstar in the MLB like that?
Biggest thing I would say is to just love what you do. I think when you really fall in love with the game, that's what makes you, want to train. For me, I love to train. I love to hit. I love to work out. And, it doesn't even feel like it's my job right now. I kind of, even if I wasn't getting paid for it, I'd still be doing it every day. So that's, I'd say just loving the game is the biggest thing.
That's good to hear. What would you say is currently your biggest weakness that you've been working on the past year or so?
Biggest thing for me would probably be just trying to gain some more strength. I gained a lot going into my senior year of high school, but that was obviously a big step for me. But now I have to go compete against 20, 21-year-olds, and some of these guys can be even older than that. So my next goal is to be able to physically compete with those guys. So
yeah, you might be the next big, like, height wise and weight wise of players in the MLB. I know Aaron Judge is 6'8", well over 220, and a guy that just got called up with the Philadelphia Phillies, Mr. Baum, he's 6'5", like 230. It's just crazy the size of some of these athletes coming up now. And most pitchers that got drafted this year in the draft, they're all 6'5" plus, besides Max Myers, who went to the Miami Marlins. It's a new generation of athletes. It's fun to watch.
Definitely. I mean, it's good. It shows that anybody can do it as long as you put the work in. So.
Yep. So what would you say if you got called up today, what would you say is your biggest strength that you could bring to the Colorado Rockies?
I'd say somebody, I believe I can change the game and on both sides of the ball, offensively and defensively. And, I think there's more ways to put up runs than just hitting home runs. And, I try to be as productive and best a team player I can be. So that's what they'd be getting.
God, that would be awesome to see if you could bring back like the all around baseball. Cause now it's kind of just like home runs or bust. They want to get guys on base. Not many players even steal bags anymore. I mean, Trey Turner's lightened up, and stolen bag leader has like what, 10 now. So, we'll see what happens with all that. During your prep career or in like AAU or whatever tournaments you've played in, who has been the hardest pitcher you have faced to date?
I would say Matt Allen. He was somebody I faced, freshman, sophomore, and junior year of high school. And, obviously he got drafted as well. And, he's definitely the toughest guy I've ever faced. He's a competitor and he's got really good stuff. And, when you combine those two things, it's definitely not a comfortable at bat.
Was he in your conference in Florida? What school did he play for?
He was. He was in the same district as me, and he played for Seminole High School. So
okay, yep.
We always had to play them in the playoffs.
Yep. Yeah, I know when I coached back at Lyman, I know Seminole High School in Lyman. That was pretty much the rivalry right there in East Orlando. So when you get to the big leagues, who do you look forward to facing, like a big-time pitcher, or is there a guy that you just have been watching over the years that you just want to face?
Everybody's dream is to face all the best players. I'd love to play against Mike Trout or, Max Scherzer, just a lot of these guys that, when I was a freshman in high school, middle school times, these were the guys that I was looking up to and, just hoping to be in their shoes one day. So, it really be eye opening and just really cool to play against them.
Yeah, I was going to say, with your progression, how rapidly it's been, you might end up getting to face a little Clayton Kershaw yet. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. And also Walker Buehler. So a couple of questions just to get to know you, just to wrap up the end of the show here. What has been your favorite major league ballpark that you have been to?
My favorite was definitely Wrigley Field. That was an awesome time, awesome experience.
Have you been to the Tropicana out in Tampa?
I have. I've been there a couple times to go watch them play.
Very nice. So who is your favorite current player to watch?
Right now, probably either Tatis or Soto. Those are two guys that I just think are really exciting to watch.
Who's your all-time favorite player?
All-time? That's a tough one. I like watching Barry Bonds, highlights of him playing.
Yeah, he was incredible. So when you're not playing baseball or working out, what are some of your favorite hobbies that you do?
I'd say golf. I like to go golfing a little bit. I think it's a good time just to get away from, you know, baseball. And I do it every single day, so it's obviously nice to get a break from it. And I like doing that, and I like to go to the beach. So those are the two main things I like to do.
Yeah, you're what, 20 minutes from the beach? Not even?
Yeah, probably not even. Maybe 10, 12 minutes away. So
nice. Yeah, that's good stuff. So I know Florida's not, they're known for somewhat of a barbecue down there. Orlando's got Four Rivers. And then we had a guy on our show. He's actually the pit master at Siderman's Barbecue in Cocoa, Florida, kind of located pretty close to you. Do you have any preference of Florida barbecue, or what do you prefer to eat?
I mean, I like Sonny's Barbecue. I mean, that's right by my house, so it's kind of a popular spot around here.
Yeah, Zach, that's all I got for you this evening. We definitely appreciate you joining the show, and we will definitely keep an eye on your future progress.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.